One of the most dogged corporate overseers in Congress is leaving to become a lobbyist. Pennsylvania Republican Jim Greenwood has accepted an offer to be president of the Biotechnology Industry Organization. He'll start the new job when his sixth congressional term ends in January. For congressional Republicans, Greenwood's departure is a blow. They could lose his House seat. But as NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports, the biotech industry has pulled off a coup.
Jim Greenwood told reporters yesterday that deciding to leave Congress wasn't easy, but he said he felt driven to do it.
If you look at health care, I mean, there are big milestones. There was anesthesia, there was antibiotics, and now there's biotechnology. And we're on the cusp of an amazing revolution in health care, but there's no guarantee, because if the federal government screws it up, it ain't going to happen.
Greenwood said the industry needs federal research money and rules that will speed the path of its products to market, making the industry's relationship with lawmakers and regulators crucial. Ira Loss, a senior healthcare analyst at Washington Analysis, says Greenwood will know how to nurture that relationship.
What Congressman Greenwood brings to the table is that, first of all, he has access to all his old friends up on Capitol Hill. Secondly, he is well-respected on both sides of the aisle, and so, you know, he brings a certain gravitas to the association, which will make sure that their point of view is heard.
Like all drug makers, Loss says, a key issue for biotech companies is persuading Washington to stay away from price controls.
The largest drug market in the world is the United States. The only drug market in the world that does not have price controls is the United States.
That means drug makers don't have to negotiate with the government on what they can charge for their drugs, and their profits are higher here than anywhere else in the world. As chairman of a key subcommittee of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, Greenwood had built a reputation for holding the corporate world, from Enron to Martha Stewart, to account. But Greenwood's actions this week surprised some in Washington. They say he's called his reputation into question. He was scheduled to hold a hearing Tuesday on whether top drug makers had suppressed scientific studies that showed their antidepressants weren't effective in children. At the last moment, he canceled the hearing. Turns out, the drug makers who were going to testify are members of the biotech industry organization. Bill Allison is managing editor of the Center for Public Integrity.
That's a disturbing element in this and in the revolving door situation generally. I find it hard to imagine how, on the one hand, you can be sitting in judgment of an industry or investigating an industry and trying to determine whether their actions are potentially harming people and at the same time be negotiating with them as your future employer.
Greenwood told reporters that he has resigned the chairmanship of his subcommittee and that questions about his ethics were unfounded. Greenwood will be prohibited from lobbying his House colleagues for the first year after he leaves, but he'll be free to lobby senators and the executive branch. He'll make $650,000 in his new job, plus a bonus of up to $200,000, several times more than what he's making now. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.